Elizabeth, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you. Nice to see you again.
First of all, does breastfeeding come naturally to mothers, or do they need some guidance?
I would say that they often do. You know, in cultures where everyone breastfeeds, that is something you learn from when you're a little girl, because you're watching your mother, you're watching your aunts, your cousins. And so it's, I think, more natural. Unfortunately, in the United States, we are still a bottle feeding culture. So it is an unusual experience to see somebody nursing in public, for instance. So for a lot of people, nursing their own babies is the first time that they're also seeing that happen. So very often, they're not getting the experience from their own mothers, and so the job of a lactation consultant was created. I like to say to people, if I do my job well enough, perhaps I'll work myself out of a job one day, and that would be great. That would be really great.
I'd also like to talk a bit about kangaroo care.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe for us exactly what that is?
Yes, kangaroo care is a special way of holding a baby skin to skin. We hope and encourage that mothers will do that. And if both mom and baby are healthy, right after the birth, the baby will be placed skin to skin or chest to chest with mother. The baby will wear only a diaper and a hat so that most of their skin is exposed. And then both the mother and the baby would be covered with a warm blanket. You know, other cultures have been doing this for eons. When you don't have other ways to warm a baby, having them close to the mother only made sense. And I know in South America, some decades ago, in places where incubators were unavailable for preterm babies, we have wonderful pictures of little tiny babies sitting between their mother's breasts and staying warm. And now Western science is catching up and researching why it's so helpful to the newborn and to the mother. So if the birth happens to become a surgical birth as a C-section, that skin-to-skin can still happen, but it will be a few hours after the birth and not immediately. We encourage mothers to do it throughout their hospital stay and also when they go home. And we encourage dads to do it too. And this kangaroo care was instituted as a way to help increase breastfeeding rates, because it is a natural occurrence that when you put a baby skin to skin with its mother and give it enough time, very often it will sort of snuggle its way down to the breast and self-attach. It doesn't always happen in that first hour, but it happens more often in that first hour when mother and baby are skin to skin or in kangaroo care.
Well, what are the benefits of breastfeeding for both mother and baby?
Well, for the baby, quite simply, human breast milk is brain food, and there is no better way to feed your baby. The protein in human milk contains all the amino acids in the right proportions necessary for the development of the baby's brain and nervous system. Also, babies who are breastfed are less likely to become ill with gastrointestinal infections and diarrhea. They're also less likely to contract respiratory infections and ear infections. And if they do, I'm not saying that breastfeeding children don't ever get sick. They do. But certainly they get less often sick and less severely ill than their formula-fed counterparts. Also, another really important feature is that it lowers a baby's risk for sudden infant death syndrome. Long term for a baby, they're less likely to develop insulin-dependent diabetes, less likely to develop lymphoma, which is a type of childhood cancer, and food allergies are less common in a breastfed baby. And emotionally, there's so much more to say. They cry less because they're held more. There are other things about that. Every time a baby suckles at the breast, in the mother, two hormones are released. One is called prolactin. Prolactin tells your body to make milk, and it makes you feel more tender and loving and patient with your baby. The nice side effect is you kind of feel like that about everybody who crosses your path. The other hormone is called oxytocin. That's one you may have heard of. It's called the feel-good hormone. The oxytocin in a breastfeeding mother squeezes or releases the milk out of her breast. It squeezes or contracts her uterus smaller, which is why a breastfeeding mother's figure comes back faster. And the third thing it does, I like to say it must squeeze the sleep center of your brain because you get this lovely cross-eyed, all is right with the world, boy, do I wish I were asleep right now feeling. And the baby gets it too. Also, breastfeeding, for the mother, it lowers her risk of developing breast cancer. It lowers her risk of developing ovarian and uterine cancer.
Well, if a mother is not able to directly breastfeed her child, is formula in a bottle the only option?
No, certainly not. Your breast milk being pumped out of your breast and given in a bottle would be the first choice. Anyone else's breast milk in a bottle would be the next best choice. So formula is down the list in terms of the health of the baby. Milk banks are available. The closest one to us is called Indiana's Mother's Milk Bank Incorporated. So for babies who really need breast milk and whose mothers, for whatever reason, are unable to give it, there are plenty of mothers who have been screened, the milk donated and pasteurized, and it's a very safe process.
What's the cost for something like that?
I'm not positive, but anybody who's interested could find out. And my guess is that that would not prohibit you from getting it if you needed it.
Does breastfeeding always come easily for both mother and baby?
I would say that no, it doesn't always come easily, and there are a lot of variables that can affect that. Birthing practices may interfere depending on the choices of medications. Some medications that may relieve the discomfort a mother's feeling in labor make her sleepy as well as the baby. And also, it depends on the kind of labor and birth you had. If you had a very long labor that may have been a very stressful labor to you as the mother, certainly the baby is feeling that same way. And some babies have more mucus in their throat and in their tummy than other babies. And if they have a tummy full of mucus, they're simply not going to feel hungry until that mucus comes up. So there are a lot of reasons why some babies won't suckle as quickly as others. But what you need, first of all, is a commitment to do it, and then patience and perseverance. Because for most mothers and babies, breastfeeding is a process, and you get better and better over time.
2010 federal legislation mandates that businesses with 50 or more employees provide time and space to allow mothers to breastfeed. Has this changed the breastfeeding experience for working mothers?
Well, one would hope that. I've asked locally, and I don't know that that has become available for some of the bigger businesses, even here in Murray. And I want to emphasize that in that ruling, bathrooms don't count. You know, if you won't eat your lunch in a bathroom, why should a woman breastfeed or pump in a bathroom? So it has to be a different location than that. And I think the ruling is a wonderful one. Enforcement now is another matter.
So the ruling establishes that there needs to be a room with a door?
A specific place other than a bathroom that is shielded from view and free from intrusion from coworkers and the public, which may be used by an employee to express breast milk. So that's pretty specific.
Elizabeth Kadam is a child care educator and lactation consultant at Murray Calloway County Hospital. Elizabeth, thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, when you've had the joy of nursing a baby, you just want that for everybody, and you love to help people to make that happen.